Daily Inspiration for today. This is Brother Jeff. Thank you for your call. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'll read that verse one more time. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Romans 10:17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith and the word of God act upon each other. And both faith and the word of God act now and continuously. Now, therefore, faith is. If faith is not now, it is not faith, and it won't work for the saving of your soul or enable you to have the life of God in any way. If it is not now, it is not faith. Therefore, faith has a time, and that unit of time is now. Now is the unit of time that God always operates in. Remember, any time in the past was now to God. He was there. Anything in the future is now to God. Who will be there? It is always now with God. Having our life now, we must make our faith act now. To put our faith on the word of God for things to happen, beginning now. Let's read the first part of Hebrews 11:1 again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So we could say now, therefore, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We see faith is not only now, faith is substance. The substance of things we hope for. There is no substance to hope without first having faith. Now, faith. Faith gives substance and reality to hope. Hoping for something at the same time, not using our faith, brings us in presumption, not reality. But presuming is not faith, for faith does not presume. Faith knows. People who presume things are going to happen, they're going to get in trouble. People who operate in faith do not presume. They know, and they get sound results. Faith in action creates hope for what we believe. What we believe for causes hope to have the solid substance of God Himself. Because we are to walk by faith and not by sight, we have to make a conscious choice of which one we shall. Are we going to walk by faith, or are we going to walk by sight? That is, using our senses, our natural knowledge. But faith comes by hearing what? The word of God. And that which is not of faith comes by sight. You and I have a choice to go with the word of God, which is Christ made flesh, or go by our own faulty senses. In other words, we go with God's word, or really, in a sense, the devil's word. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. What's not of faith is of the devil. Romans 14:23. Think of it that way. So the next part of Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the evidence of things not seen. Things not seen by sight is that which is eternal. Therefore, God gives us evidence on which we can base our faith to believe for those unseen things, our salvation, our healing, our finances, the supplying of all our needs, the evidence of things we can't see by our senses is God's word. For the word reveals God to us. It shows us Jesus, death and the resurrection and the sending of the Holy Ghost. These evidences are what our faith operates from. Bringing excuse me, bringing into reality these things not seen by our eyes. The temporary can be seen by humans, their natural sight, but not the eternal. That's only seen by faith. Therefore, it is by your faith we look for the eternal through the Word of God, not through the sense of perception or sight or touch or taste or feeling. God's Word cannot change. Remember that. But sense and perception, they change because it is based on the circumstance. And circumstances always change. But in the New Testament or the New Covenant, which Christ gave us that new and living way, that better way, Jesus is the substance and evidence for faith to work on. By faith we reign as kings, according to Revelation 1:6. A real king is never lacking the reality of what he is. And the Bible calls us kings and priests. But in a sense, we don't sit on a throne, and we don't necessarily have to have big bank accounts. But God has given us all the eternal riches and spiritual gifts and things like that so we can believe God. Some would teach that you can just name and claim by faith and get anything you want from God. And I just want you to know God is not that way. God is holy. He does things according to his will. And we have to pray according to his will. We have to believe according to his will. So the scripture says that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Mark 11:24. So let's go over what is so important in our closing here. First part says that faith is. Then it says faith is the substance. Then it says faith is the substance of things. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The second part says faith is the evidence. Faith is the evidence of things. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. So what we have to do today is quit living by sight, and we have to walk by faith. We have to believe what God's Word says. And we have to cry out for the things God said we should. But I want you to know, I think we have missed some of the biggest blessings of God by just living half-hearted faith, saying, God, whatever you want to do, you do. In a sense, that sounds nice, but God told us to come boldly to his throne and to ask him. And God wants us to truly believe and not doubt him. You see, I don't like it if I tell you something that's true and you call me a liar. That offends me. And God does not take well to us saying, no, God, you're not telling the truth. You won't do what your word said. And we need to believe what God's word says. Think about these things, and let's increase our faith by hearing God's word and believe on Jesus Christ. Bless your day. Leave us a message by 099, gives you a voicemail, and we trust that God would lead you and guide you, bless you.